So we are now talking about Tithi in Panchang. The first step is to determine the Lord of the Tithi on the basis of Shukla Paksha, Krishna Paksha. From Pratipat to Ashtami is Sun to Rahu. Navami to Purnima is Sun to Saturn. Having got the Lord of the Tithi, and Amavasya is Rahu, of course. The most important thing to do is to understand whether, how is this planet placed first, which house it is placed in. The worst possible house is the third house. Worst possible. And many of you, I'm sure, are having the planet in that house. Because that is why you are here. Because having failed in every other means to solve your life, that is why you are learning Jyotish. The toughest of the means is Jyotish. Why the third house? Because it is 12th from the fourth. It is the undoing of the fourth. Or in other words, you have a very rare quality that wherever you go, whatever you do, somehow you get pushed out of the place. It's like a very peculiar position, you know, third house. And this planet, even if it is very strong and beautiful out there, I mean, for reasons you can't understand, you will have problem. Is this planet in Marana Karakasthana? Question number one. If it is, then you will be attacked. Is the dispositor of this planet in Marana Karakasthana? If it is, then you will be attacked very vehemently as a reaction to what you may have done or perceived to have done. Is this planet in third house? If it is, then all relationships will have Shaya Bhava. Shaya Bhava, you understand? Going away. Shaya. Khatam. Ksha. Khatam. Is the dispositor of this planet in some kind of Parivartani Yoga? Then it is possible by some magical means you can transform. So, any weakness in this planet is a problem. We understand this is Jala Tattva, and Jala Tattva is ruled by Durga. So, these are the eight forms of Durga, from Pratipad to Ashtami. Eight forms of Durga. Okay. Plus, there is special form for Navami and Dashami, which of course is not used for this purpose. Because the Navami Durga is basically for leaving society and running away. It is not for creating relationships. By running away from society and living in a cave in the Himalayas, what relationships you are having? You have given up all relationships. So basically your Tithi is going to tell us the kind of form of Durga you need to start worshipping. Interesting, huh? But Durga ka naam lete hi hamara Durga aa gaya.
So, Babaji, don't you sit here?
No,
no. No, no, they kept that seat for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can drag that chair, you like to sit in the front.
All right. So,
in Tithi Lord, what is their relationship?
House correct. Placement from seventh.
From various houses.
From third house,
from
brothers,
various
fourth house, mother, fifth house.
Yeah, this is just, this is the notes Justin made when during lunchtime.
Okay.
That we had a little chat.
Yeah, we had a little chat. Okay. So, but I'm reading what you just said now. That's what you want me to do?
Yeah.
So, So this is, remember that Tithya is about relationship. Then this is because it is the relationship between sun and moon. And so that's why it's about relationships. That's why it's about jala. And
Swami Shivan.
Shiva and Parvati. Yeah. And the house that the Tithi is played, the house lord of the Tithi, at least we know that that house is protected, and its other houses also has some protection.
Correct.
And then to determine the lord of the Tithi, the third, the Tithi that's placed in the third house is the worst scenario, which is mine, that's why we had this discussion, because it's 12 from the fourth. So you're looking at the Tithi placement from the fourth house. So the worst is the third, 12th from the fourth, which means that all relationships are going away. Hmm. And that has actually been my experience of life. So I won't talk specifically just about the 12th placement, because everybody has a different placement, right? So anyway, but the 12th from the fourth, the third house placement, is a very peculiar position. It gives you this feeling of getting pushed out. But then you also have to look at different things. Like, for example, if it's an MKS, then you will be attacked. If the dispositor is an MKS, then you may be attacked very vehemently. So you have to be aware of these, how afflicted the Tithi Lord is. And all relationships will have Shaya going away.
In the third house.
Yeah. But you may also look to see if the dispositor has Parivartana. If so, then there may be some hope that you may be able to transform or regain something that has been lost from this third house placement. Jala Tattva. And then we have to look at the eight forms of the Durga, figure out which one applies to the position of your Tithi Lord, and then worship that.
I have to write it down just because you are going very fast.
Sorry, I should have.
That's okay, I understood. Just give me one minute.
The point is, I would prefer that you all get the principles of Tithi rather than getting detailed results, because that will take too long. We need to have a whole workshop on Panchang.
So when you talked about the Marana Karak, what if it is in Marana Karak?
You'll be attacked.
Huh? Which planets in Marana Karak?
The Tithi Lord. We are only talking of Tithi.
So Tithi Lord is in Marana Karak, or the dispositor of Tithi
Both.
Lord is in?
Both. Either. In fact, the dispositor will be worse attack.
Yeah. See, when the Tithi Lord is in Marana Karak, you will be attacked. You will be attacked either by the person indicated by the planet, or by the house, or something like that. But the worst case scenario is the dispositor. Because the dispositor of the Tithi Lord is the one who is supposed to take care of your relationships. He's supposed to amend things. He's supposed to sort things out. It is how we naturally sort things out. Now, if that goes to Marana Karaka, it's a terrible situation.
The MKS, if Tithi Lord is an MKS, it will show the person or the...
Somebody who's attacking you. But here the dispositor going is worse. You're getting really attacked.
And where Tithi Lord is placed, that's the most important house.
Most important house. As far as, and from the fourth you have to see it. Right, we have done that from the fourth house. Why are we seeing it from the fourth house is the first question. We are seeing it from the fourth house because all relationships start at home. All relationships are starting at home. They are your father and your mother. The first relationship, the first cognition you have is your mother, mom, fourth house. Then your dad, fourth house, then your siblings who live in the house with you, that big family, you know. It's the fourth house. All relationships are starting over there. So that's the starting point of all relationships. That's why there's the lagna. It's the jala lagna. Tithi is all about jala. So that's the jala lagna. You see the point?
Yes.
So there's no point looking at lagna. It's your learning from relationships. You are just experiencing. I mean, it's something happening around you. How much do you control it? Mm-hmm. How much do you control the environment in your home? How much do you have? Not much. Right from childhood, you think you really don't control the environment at all. So the Lord of Tithi becomes critical. Because He decides what sort of experiences you have to have in all your relationships. And from the fourth house, if it is badly placed, you had it. Which are the bad houses? Now that will largely depend upon what the planet is. Right, you don't want, firstly, whatever be the planet, you don't want that planet in the third house from Lagna or 12th from the fourth. That house you don't want it. I mean, it's a wrong place to be in. Right from day one, you think you are born in the wrong place. Anybody else has that other than Justin?
Third and 12th from fourth.
Minus.
You're also. Well, what is the Lord of Tithi?
Mercury.
But it is the Lord of the fourth.
Lord of the
fourth. See, that is. See, try to understand your situation, why it is different. When it is the Lord of the. See, I told also that the houses which it will lord are very strong. Okay. Because there has to be an anchor that keeps us in this planet. Otherwise, why we will live in society? We will all go over to the Himalayas. What is keeping us in the society? So, if it is the Lord of the fourth house, you have very strong family relationship. You have very strong attachment to mother and father. Parents are very strongly attached to you. That has to be there. You cannot deny that fact. If the Lord of Tithi is the Lord of the fourth house, wow, that is good. But its placement in the third house then is showing that although you want, there will be a feeling that although I want to do, I may not be able to do enough.
Because working somewhere else.
Whatever it is, there will be situations, whatever. But fundamentally, that is your anchor. It's not bad for you.
Okay.
But somebody, let us say, who has the Tithi Lord as a lord of the sixth.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, what is your anchor? A pet dog?
Lord of the sixth in the third house.
Have you seen some of these rich families where the kid grows up and the only one around is the pet dog? Parents are not around, nobody is around, they just grew up with a little doggy. And then the day the doggy dies, they have no reason to live in the house. It's really, you try to understand what the situation is and why that, what is the problem over here? The problem over here is the anchor is not very strong in the fourth. From the fourth house, your relationship is where? In the sixth, I'm third from there. Dustana. Bad house. Tithi Lord is the Lord of, let us say, 8th house or 12th house. You just need to get out of that country. Lord of 12th house placed in 12th, get out of the country. Lord of Tithi placed in the 12th house from Lagna. Or Lord of the 12th house from Lagna. Where is your anchor? It's in a foreign land. That means basically the sooner you get out, the better you are. What is the point in sitting and just living longer and spoiling relationships further? What do you get out of that? It is better to accept it. This is the way it is. It is okay. The sooner you accept it, the better it is. All that I have taught you about planets, placements and how the tastes and sweetness and things like that, those things are important. For example, if the Lord of the Tithi is, let us say, placed in 10th house, then what must you eat or drink to increase your relationships? then that is known by counting 4 in the Vara Chakra. Why? Because it is 10. 10, 11, 12, 1, 4. Do you see the counting over here? If the planet is in the 10th house, you count 4 in the Vara Chakra. Let us say Mercury is in the 10th house. Okay. Then Mercury 10, now count 4. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Saturn is in Lagna. So have coffee. Sit and have coffee with your friends. Sit and have coffee and you will improve your relationship. Sometimes the remedies are as simple as that. Mercury in the 10th, having coffee with people. Because you're getting that flavor to your Lagna. It's not the Mercury's flavor that must come to Lagna. Mercury is in 10th. So count from 10 to 1, 4. If the same Mercury was in 11th house, what is the flavor? Count 3. Why? 11, 12, 1. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Venus flavor. Have some yogurt or have a fruit yogurt with your friend or something like that. When you are among friends and people, have fruit yogurts. Increase fruit yogurt. It's all about rasa. It's about taste. Increase that rasa and you'll improve your relationships.
The taste is from the Lagna.
Taste is from the Lagna 5 or 9. Wherever the planet is, you got to count from there to the trine. Taste is ideally from Lagna, but all the time we can't reach Lagna. Say you're in the 7th house, you won't reach Lagna.
Yeah, right.
So take it to the 9th. A planet in the 6th, you won't reach Lagna. Take it to the 9th. I have Mars as the lord of my tithi in the 7th. What should I do to become happy with the world? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in the 9th. Eat sweets. The moment you eat sweets, your relationship with the whole world is fine. You are happy with the world. Everything is nice.
So if it's in the 3rd, go to the 5th.
Exactly. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yogurt. Yogurt shakes.
Lassi.
It's
already in the
one. Huh?
If it's already in the one.
Then that is the test. If it is already in 1, it is that taste. If it is in 1, 5, 1, 9, pick up that taste. The whole idea is the rasa. Jala means rasa, the taste. Get more and more of the rasa and you will at least start improving your relationships. Now the question is, how is your relationship with your child? Count from the 5th house to this planet. How is the relationship with husband? Count from 7th house to this planet. How is the relationship with boss? Count from 10th house to this planet. Relationship with father, 9th house to this planet. Relationship with elder brother, count from 11th house to this planet. Like that. From every house, you can count to this one planet and know how your relationship is. Huh? How did we check that the Mercury, or let us say Tithi Lord in the 3rd house is bad? How do we know that? We counted from which? To the planet to the house, or to the house to the planet?
From 4 we count from the house to the planet.
From the house to the planet, correct. That is the principle. From the house to the planet.
So yours is very good. Tithi Lord is in the 7th house, in that sense.
Damn good I've got.
So
of course.
One
of course. My Mars, which is my Tithi Lord, is in the 7th house. It is superb.
Only for relationship, right? Only for relationship with
spouse.
Right?
Yeah. That means they can get so emotional that they want to see me shot.
What
do
you say?
I would
house?
Have thought that that's a good placement, isn't it? It's in that house itself.
No, I have to go to Trine.
Yeah,
but that is a small problem. It's a Marana Karaka house.
Yeah.
Right. So sweets is the way. Any some pampadis, rasgullas? It's magic. It works magic. Trust me. The rasa works magic. It totally enhances your mood. It takes care of everything. You are happy with the world. Okay? Try the formula and you will see for yourself. Increase this particular taste and you will see your life change. It's not always mantras that you need. Sometimes a simple thing like this will change your life so much you cannot believe it. Because the mind easily reacts to chemicals and tastes. If the flavor is something which makes you happy, you're going to be happy. If you're going to be happy, you're going to be happy all the time. It works. The point is, how many mantras will you do? Every time, okay, I'm going to meet my dad, I'm going to do mantra. Meet my mom, I'm going to do mantra. Meet my doggy, I'm going to do mantra. How much will you do? I mean, this is insane. I'd rather have a taste. Something I can chew on. Something I can munch. Something I can put in my mouth. Just get one of those sweets. You know those things you can just put in your mouth and keep sucking for the whole day. One of those. And that's it, you're done. You can find something to suit the taste of the planet. That's all I'm saying. What's your Tithi, Lord Sara?
Jupiter.
So Jupiter is in the 12th house, right? So you have excellent relationship with your boss. That's me.
Why?
So one example.
Teacher is not in the 10th house. Teacher is in 11th. All gurus come from 11th. Shivasthana. 10th, at work, your bosses will like you. Nandi Saab liked you very much. He was so unhappy with your work. Remember the pen he gave you and all that? So
boss, you're saying 9th house, right?
10th.
10th.
As a leader.
10th. Will always like you. And Lagna, you like yourself. That is a very good thing. To like yourself is a very good thing. Many people may not like themselves. Okay? That is also very important. That is, you are having a good relationship with yourself.
Because it's a lot of
Lagna and 10. That is the way you start, right?
Okay.
It's placed in the 6th from the 7th, which is excellent, right? Seventh from the sixth. It's Kendra to the 6th house. So excellent relationship with dog. Is it? This thing, your dog, I believe, was fantastic, right? You even gave him homeopathy. Him or her?
Her
homeopathy. Yeah. Homeopathy doctor would come and all sorts of... Excellent. So you can understand and see from here how people have excellent... From the 9th house, it is in the Kendra. You see the Jupiter. Jupiter, the moment Jupiter becomes Lord of Tithi, it's a big advantage because... His Lord Kendras immediately become strong. The trines are super strong. So straight away some 6 houses, you have a good relationship. Straight away. And the rest of them, I mean, you can brush aside, it doesn't matter. Right? So that's how you... It is obvious, this is how life is. And now from Jupiter, when you count to Lagna, what is the taste?
Venus, yogurt.
Yogurt is one of the things. Can you tell me something else?
Fruit yogurt?
No. The taste of Venus.
Something sour. Tamarind.
And all the time, all the stuff you are eating, what is all that?
Raw mangoes.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Churans.
Yeah, remember you go to Calcutta to that place. What is that place? We go to Durga Puja and we pick up those packets and packets.
Jaina Shilpa Mandir, yeah. Hojmi, yeah.
Hojmi and all the stuff. Okay, anyway, you got the point here? What I am suggesting is, just try eating. It's simple. Put the taste in your mouth and be happy and improve your relationship with everything. You start getting positive. You start getting bullish in your relationships. That's my point. Now my point. I want to improve my relationship with everybody. Can I wear a gemstone of the taste? Can I wear a gemstone of the planet whose taste I'm supposed to have? Not the Tithi Lord. Justin, for example, has Mercury in the third house, and we found out the taste for him is Venus. Right. Venus as such is a maraka for your chart.
So why, if I missed why my taste is Venus?
Because count from where the Tithi Lord is, yes, in the order of the weekdays to the fifth house.
Oh, because that's the trine.
Trine. Okay. That's the closest trine, right?
I see. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay.
So we get Wednesday in the third, Thursday in the fourth, and Friday in the fifth. So we get Venus, right?
Venus.
So why can't I give you a gemstone? Can I give you a gemstone to improve your relationships? I can, provided Venus is in a quadrant or a trine from your Lagna in the first place.
Venus is in Lagna.
There you go. There you go. Now see the gemstone that I gave to Sabani. See those five diamonds. She's got Venus in the fifth house. She's got Jupiter in the 12th. Thursday, Friday. Venus. See that?
I just bought my wife a diamond.
But what about yourself? The problem is not her. I hope we understand this.
To tell her to give it to you.
This is your taste.
How am I supposed to ask her to give
this
it to
me? This is your
me?
Taste.
Exactly. You tell her.
No. That's okay. This is fine. But you got to bear in mind that in future sometime you need to wear
a diamond.
Yeah. You also need that.
Yeah.
Because end of the day, we live in a society. Human beings survive and succeed because of the social structure they have. We have defeated all other animals around us because of this one factor, the fourth house and the moon. We have very strong minds and we are able to do this. Now, you succeed if this factor is strong in you. You fail in life if this factor is weak in you. It's as simple as that. You may make all the money in the world, a recluse sitting on the top of a mountain. What is the point of life? Life is meaningless.
So this conventional wisdom about like not wearing a Venus stone for Aries because it's the seventh house strengthens, you know, the Maraka.
I've already proved that to you in that Atri's this thing, Maharshi Atri's case, when he told that for Aries Lagna, diamond is very, very essential for that, single-handedly decides his future. Remember that case we discussed?
Mm. For me, it's 8th Lord.
Mm. Mm. Better than 2nd and 7th. 8th, huh? 3rd and 8th.
It is more deadly.
So the point
is, that's not how we decide gemstones. It's obvious that there is far more deeper notion than just looking at trines. Looking at trines is something very easy to say to kids. But that doesn't work. It just doesn't work. If I wear the red coral, my marriage will break right now. Do you understand? Yes. You will say it's the second Lord and ninth Lord in the seventh house, Yoga Karaka. That is the end of all yoga. What the hell are you talking? Get the point here. The planet is in Marana Karaka in the seventh house. The moment I wear it, I will walk away. Something will make me walk away. It will drag me away. He'll tell me you should be like Hanuman flying in the mountains. What the hell are you doing in married life? So only a stupid guy is going to wear a gemstone which is going to ruin all his relationships. Careful, huh? Careful with gemstones. Very careful. Particularly with Tithi. If the gemstone is going to ruin relationships, don't wear it. Why? Try the simple taste. Start working on it.
So, can I just share something? Because I know they often have doubts and questions. So, I'll explain it. He always said that Mars is very good for him for his health. Whenever his health is down and he wears a red coral, his health comes up. And a long time ago, 10, 12 years ago, when it was down, he wore a huge red coral and he wore a red coral here. And immediately there was, that was the only time there was some huge stress in the relationship, huge, it was like really bad. And then after a while he took it off and I told him it's because at first he was avoiding. See, I said, no, whenever you wore it twice and this has happened, it was something serious, so I don't want to talk about it. But he said, yeah, but because I need it for health, when I need it, I'll just wear it very briefly, maybe for 3-4 days and take it out. But of course now he doesn't because he prefers wearing a Rudraksha. Mm. But at that time that was the thing. So how do you counter this? Because I know that's a question you people have. So he says then wear it for 3-4 days if they had, if you need it for health, and then take it out. So that the other effect doesn't come up.
Because it can be very... You wear the gemstone of a planet which is the Lord of the Tithi in MKS, dispositor of the Lord of the Tithi MKS, that's it. That's it. You had it because you've activated the MKS yoga for relationships. So the question now is it's not easy. As I said, it is not an easy decision. What happens if the MKS planet was exalted? What happens when Mars would be exalted in the seventh? Then will it be the same? Well, end of the day, Mars exalted doesn't mean that the relationship thing has become better. Right? It doesn't mean it has become better. I'll give you an example. Take the chart of Sri Ram. How about taking the chart of Sri Ram to understand, right? That's how we learnt. We always learn from the chart of Rama and Krishna. Now, Sri Ram is born in Cancer Lagna. The Tithi was, Cancer Lagna with Jupiter and Moon in Lagna. Saturn in the fourth, and seventh house is Mars exalted, sixth house is this Rahu debilitated, and if I'm right, Venus was exalted in the ninth, huh? Wow.
Sun
in the tenth and Mercury in the 11th, Ketu in the 12th. That's a Graha Malika out there. And starting from Venus in the ninth to Ketu in the 12th, to Jupiter and Moon in the Lagna. Right? Graha Malika over there. Very, very powerful Graha Malika. That's why they say those who go to Rama will be removed, all the curses will get removed. Anyway, that's not the issue. The issue out here is he's born, his tithi is Navami. Everybody knows that, Ram Navami, right? Navami is the ninth tithi in the Shukla Paksha, S9. Tithi is S9. So who rules the S9 tithi?
Sun.
And how is the sun? It's exalted. Wow. But there's a small problem out here. It's in Sankranti Dosha. So basically that sun is exalted in the Rashi, Navamsa, Saptamsa, Dashamsa, every divisional chart. It's exalted. That means here's a personality which is the ultimate ray of the sun. But it's in Sankranti Dosha. So there's a dosha coming out there. And this dosha could probably show up through the father, which did happen. But something far more serious than that, his tithi or relationships are ruled by the sun, right? Mm-hmm. And who is the dispositor of that sign?
Mars.
And is he in MKS?
Yes.
There you go.
Mars.
Everybody knows the story of Ramayana. Everybody knows. Dispositor of the tithi lord in Maran Karakstan. What more do you want? And you're talking about exaltations. Hey, even after winning the battle and getting his wife back, he again lost her forever. Who is the one who got his wife back for him? Hanuman, Mars exalted in the seventh house. You see that? But I mean, how much could Hanuman do? He's not an expert in marriage and relationships. At least, he's the wrong person to ask for help in that matter.
So, the exaltation, debilitation changes...
Exaltation can make things worse. Exaltation is like wearing a gemstone permanent. It's inside your body, in your blood. Yeah. Sweet. Sweets. No. He should eat from sun. Sun is in 10th house. So, count... Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He should eat chatpata. Maybe we could have given him some mixtures. What chatpata, what do you say?
Savory.
Savory snacks. Snacks.
So you count to Lagna.
To Lagna, from 10th.
From 7 to...
No, from
because the Tithi Lord is Sun.
Yes.
You have to count from Tithi Lord to the nearest shrine. So the
Before we discuss it, to improve relationship with both, from 10th
No, no, no. Always from Tithi Lord to the trine. Always. There's only one taste that can improve your relationships. Whenever the taste comes to your mind, you feel happy and you... Now, this is a very important secret I've given to you. You like a girl. You like a girl and she doesn't want to marry you. Okay? You asked her, gave her flowers, she threw it on your head. You gave her perfume, she threw it in the dustbin. How do you make her like you? Get a chart. 90% of the time she won't even give you the chart. So get the date of birth. Date of birth you can easily find. From where you can get the tithi. Right? Then, from your horoscope you can guess her lagna. But if you get her chart, nothing like it. From a chart you can know how to correct her tithi. Let us say her tithi lord is sun in the 10th house. Then you know that she likes savories. Chatpata. Belpuri, panipuri. Call her for a little snack and ensure that that is served. And keep doing that every day. After that you don't have to ask her. She is yours.
What if she likes anybody else, that will get stressed.
Haldiram, you know, Haldiram mixture.
Haldiram, so it's like, say...
Those are not like mixtures.
At that point of time, if she likes somebody else, then that will get stronger, right?
But you should be around when she is eating that. Because the flavor is lasting for a short while. So, I'll tell you what. Have that flavor, and then when she's about to go, give her a box of sweets. The next bar, Lord. So, during the period of stay with you, she's in that happy relationship mood, and when she carries the sweets back and eats one of them, after that, she's in a bad mood with everybody. Next time, she's. To keep
doing that. Ramba. Use his boyfriend.
Some
boyfriend के साथ में बैठ के ना खिला दे इसको. इतना बेटी का मेरे पड़ रहा है. That is very complicated. अभी दिमाग में लगा मैं क्वेश्चन पूछने. We said that closest trine 1, 2, 3, 4. The closest trine तो ये हुआ.
हाँ.
श्री राम जी के चार्ट में सूर्य यहाँ.
मैं लगन यहाँ से 10th house है ना 10th house से लगन तक पहुँचो.
अब चार हुआ.
तो चार हुआ ना संडे मंडे ट्यूसडे
तो मैं ये वाला ट्रेन नहीं लूंगा पीछे
कैसे जाएगा आगे चलना रिलेशनशिप में कोई रेट्रोग्रेड थोड़ी होता है रिलेशनशिप
जो खराब से रेट्रोग्रेड कर लेना
अच्छा अगर वो प्लैनेट रेट्रोग्रेड सचमुच में
हो नहीं यार नहीं डोंट डू दिस
If
the planet is retrograde, we should go to the reverse trine. These two are driving me up the wall here. Please. Don't create these theories, it will complicate. Do you understand how this knowledge is used? Now you know why I don't like teaching too much of Panchang.
Powerful.
It's powerful knowledge. It can be used in different ways. Remember, the food and the taste works immediately on the head. Instant mood effect. No gemstone can do that. Gaurav seems to have a smile at last on his face.
Haldiram says, dibbe la la ke khatam kar dene yaar. I told him, don't give these sweets along with our boyfriend.
That is... But you understand the power of this knowledge?
Yeah. Yes.
The point is, in Raj Jyotish, this was used all the time. All the time this is used in Raj Jyotish. A king has to make a relationship with another king. And so that is this guy is coming. What does he want? If Mercury is in 10th house, they would serve alcohol. They used all sorts of things like this. Shukra ke liye, they would not just give this. Paan. Paan is the real power.
Yeah.
Dekha.
I love paan.
Of course you love paan. Shukra. There is nothing like paan. Yeah.
For shukra.
That's your taste.
Pardon?
Cindy vintage.
Cindy, what happens is, let's say there are 3 or 4 planets in Lagna. So they are dominating what taste you really like. But that's not improving your relationship. In my case, it's lucky that I have Jupiter in Lagna and Jupiter is also improving my relationship. But what happens if I had Venus in Lagna and Jupiter is improving relationship? I don't like the taste. What does that mean? What does it mean that let's say Venus is in first house and Mars is in seventh house? If Venus is in first house, what you like is the sour taste. But Mars is requiring that you must like sweets for you to have a good relationship.
So I need to like this taste. What's your pupilot? Saturn. Saturn and it's in...
12th. So she has to like chilies.
You'll have to like chilies.
Oh.
Who said?
Sun
is not bitter. Sun is chilly.
Sun is chilly.
Pungent.
Bitter is Mars.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
You like chilies?
Sun is better than bitter.
Sun.
Yeah.
Sun
is
bitter. You like chili?
No, it's not. I mean, nobody can really like chili all the time. I mean, it's like quite insane to tell her to eat two pieces of chili every day. She's already...
Yeah, so Cindy's case is interesting because Cindy already has three planets in Lagna which will dominate her taste.
Hmm. Exactly. So you can see the moon, for example, hates chilies.
Yes.
The moon hates chilies.
Hmm.
Because it's not a calming taste at all. Hmm. Chilies makes you very agitated.
Hmm.
And so the moon in Lagna hates chilies. And so I do not know how she's going to balance this. So what will happen in
but
her
Mars
life is, whenever she starts eating more and more paprika, she's in a relationship, she stops eating paprika, the relationship is gone.
But she also has Mars Ketu in Swashetra.
But how does it increase the taste of chilies?
No,
I don't
so
get
she
it.
She should naturally be liking bitter, isn't it?
Who? No, Moon is there. Mm. Moon is going to beat everybody hollow.
Though debilitated.
Moon, that is why it is the most benefic.
Oh, it's getting injured.
So she will like the taste of milk. She will like ice cream. She will like the taste of milk. That is what she will like. She will like that taste. And she will be calm. That is what calms her. She is happy. No enemies. She likes... There is no Mangal or Ketu effect so long as she is taking that milk. So what is going to happen? Naturally, if you take milk, the chili effect is dead. You eat two chilies and the moment you take milk, chili's effect is dead. Milk has the power to cut the chili out. What do I do? See the problem. The problem is within us. And we have to find a solution. So best is, go have a glass of milk, go to work, on the way back, eat two chilies and come home.
So
what happens is the evening is fine, you're fine with your husband, again morning drink a glass of milk and go to work. That's how you have to adjust you. That is how we all have to adjust with life. We all have to adjust with life like that. You just cannot... This is how life is. Life is not all hunky-dory. Everybody is not born with a Jupiter in Lagna and Mars in 7,000. Eat sweets all the time and be happy, whether some people are not. But provided that Mars is not exalted, then it doesn't work.
Jalapeno pizza.
Huh?
I told her to have a jalapeno pizza. Jalapeno Mexican chili is hot.
But they don't have much power.
Mm-hmm.
Ekta asam ahomia. Ahomia, that thing that that got the world record as maximum gunpowder powder. One of that and head blasts like rocket.
It should not happen, no? She's good with the life partner and she's slapping everybody else. So that should not happen.
No, but then, I don't know what, look,